Chapter 6, From Within the Shadows. Opedius clutched Log's hand tightly as they darted through the dense forest, with Bridget following closely behind. The sound of thundering footsteps shattered the eerie silence, and Opedius knew some mysterious creature was pursuing them. As they pushed deeper into the woods, the thick haze of smoke filled the air, stinging their eyes and making breathing hard. Suddenly, a flickering orange light caught Opedius' eyes. As he turned to look, he felt his stomach drop in horror. Flames licked at the surrounding trees, closing in from all sides. Just then, a blood-curdling screech echoed through the forest. Opedius gasped for air as he forced his eyes open. Opedius' mind was a whirlwind of fear and confusion. At that moment, Opedius realized he had been dreaming. They were still at home. Opedius turned his head and saw Bridget was already awake, her eyes wide with alarm. The panic shouting from the villagers outside filled the room, and Opedius and Bridget exchanged a brief, worried glance before leaping out of the bed and charging through the door of Log's room. They saw Log curled up in a room's corner, hiding between the end of his bed and his wardrobe. Log was crying. His body was shaking while his hands clenched atop of his knees, rocking back and forth. Bridget ran to Log, tumped down next to him. Bridget held Log tight while kissing his head. Tears streamed down Bridget's face as she gazed at Opedius. "I'll stay here with Log," Bridget cried, her voice choked with emotion. Opedius ran over to Bridget and Log and held them tight while kissing them both on their heads. "Everything will be okay. I need to see what's happening. Please stay here. I love you both so much. You mean everything to me." Opedius kissed them both while trying to hold back his tears. "I need to see what is happening. And trying to stop whatever it is, so we can all leave here safely. I love you both so much." Before darting out of the room, Opedius cast one lingering gaze at Bridget and Log, their faces entrenched with concern. Bridget clutched Log tightly, her lips silently forming the words, "I love you too." Opedius sprinted through the muddy terrain, his eyes darting frantically as he scanned for the wooden shed enclosure. The sharp cries of the neighbours echoed through the darkness as he desperately sought a weapon to arm himself. A glimmer of hope flooded Opedius' mind as his gaze settled on an axe, and he tightly seized it with his sweaty palms. Opedius was determined to reach the source of the desperate screams. As Opedius pushed forward, his foot became entangled. He stumbled to the ground, overwhelmed by a surge of anguish. Then a grim realization gripped Opedius as he gazed down upon the horrifying sight beneath him. The mangled remains of his beloved dogs, Cotton and Finn, were the cause of his stumble. The scene pierced through Opedius' heart, inflicting profound sorrow upon him. Opedius' body was tense, hands gripping the axe tightly, and his grief propelled him forward. A piercing hiss slished through the cold air. Opedius instantly pivoted towards the direction of the hiss. His eyes widened, the frantic pounding of his heart threatening to break free from his ribcage. There was the fearsome Scanlus casting a monstrous shadow at Opedius' cottage door. Its serpentine tongue flicked out. Opedius instantly roared, "Hey! Hey!" and it furiously clashed his axe against the muddy ground. The beast's gaze was furious, its yellow and black eyes raining cold intent as it lunged towards him.
With a surge of adrenaline, Opedius avoided the assault.
The Scanlus bared his teeth in a snarl, sending driblets of saliva spinning into the icy air. Opedius gripped the weapon tightly, his gaze immersed in the beast. Opedius' axe sliced through the Scanlus' thick coat in a swift move. The beast retaliated, striking Opedius and sending him sprawling to the ground, the axe slipping from Opedius' grasp. Opedius sprung back to his feet and claimed his weapon, his attention locked back at the Scanlus, bracing for his next move. A chilling hiss emanated from the beast, only to be drowned by terrified screams of Bridget. Opedius' heart skipped a beat as he turned to see the horrified expression on Bridget's face. Tears streamed down Opedius' cheeks, the weight of realization pressing down on him. This might be the last time he'd ever see her. In anguish, Opedius cried out, "Get back inside!" Opedius sprung around to face the monster, but in a momentary gasp, a stinging pain resonated from Opedius' stomach, his eyes drawn down to see his tunic stained with dark red oozy blood. An unbearable pain brought him to his knees and stole his breath. Through blurred vision, the stain of tears, Opinius lifted his gaze to Bridget, his voice barely more than a whisper, "I love you both." As the encroaching darkness claimed him, Opinius crumpled to the ground. Bridget slammed the door shut, muffled her cries, trying to ignore the searing pain flashing through her chest. Bridget rushed into Luke's bedroom, scooping him up from the floor and holding him close and kissing him fiercely. The scandalous growl interrupted through the cottage as the sounds of his claws scratched against the timber floor. Chills ran down Bridget's spine. Bridget quickly opened the wardrobe door and took Luke inside, her eyes welling with tears. Bridget brushed Luke's hair from his face with a trembling hand and whispered, "Listen to me, my love. You must stay here and keep yourself safe. Whatever happens outside, don't make a sound. Please don't leave this wardrobe until you know it's safe. Your father and I love you more than anything. We want you to be safe. Promise me you'll take care of yourself." Bridget's voice broke with emotion as she spoke, her tears streaming down her face, but she forced herself to be strong for her son. Bridget kissed Luke one final time and got up. Bridget felt Luke grab her by the arm and hugged her tightly. "Mother, where are you going? Don't go." Bridget steeled herself from her son's grasp. "I have to. I need to make sure the scandalous doesn't find you. Stay here. We love you and we'll protect you." Bridget closed the wardrobe door and bolted out of the room, her eyes scanning frantically for the scandalous. Yet it was nowhere to be found. Its sinister presence had vanished, leaving only the terrifying view of the deep gouges marring in the living room area. Bridget risked a cautious glance aside. The coast seemed clear. Bridget's heart was pounding in her chest as she darted towards the fallen Opidius. Seeing Opidius motionless, she choked back a sob, her heart heavy with mounting grief. With trembling hands, Bridget retrieved the discarded ask. Without warning, the scanners emerged from the shadows. It lunged at Bridget, its powerful swipes sent her sprawling onto the ground. Bridget lay there, bleeding from her head and a deep gash on her back where the creature's claws had pierced her flesh. Bridget let out one final blood-curdling scream before slipping into unconsciousness.